Saga Egmont presents Something New at the Borrower Bookshop by Kylie Dunbar, read by Helen Duff. For my wonderful Iris, I love you always. Mummy, kiss. And for Grandma and Grandad Scotland, who have always been there for you and your lovely brother, kiss. Something old, something new. Someplace borrowed, someone blue. Website under construction. Borrower Bookshop has undergone extensive restoration to bring it back to its former cozy glory after Clove Law's devastating flood last winter. We will be open once more to book lovers in early September, following installation of our new shop technology, including our fancy new website, stock system, and online shop, the final stage in our recovery. We can't wait to welcome back all those holidaymakers who are ready to live out their dreams of running their very own bookstore and cafe in our historic Devonshire Harbour Village. The waiting list, currently 33 months long, will also reopen soon. Thank you so much for the kind donations that have flooded in from all across the world to help support our renovation. We feel very loved. The Borrower Bookshop Community Charity, Bookings Manager Jude Crawley, MA, Juan de Marisco Clove Congreve, Charity Director. Chapter 1. A summer warmed breeze blew down along, making the sails on the little girl's paper windmill spin fast upon their pin. "Careful, Rads," her mum warned. "Nobody said anything about it being this steep." Accustomed to her mum worrying that she was inches away from a tragic accident at any given moment, Radia made an exaggerated show of shuffling extra carefully down the cobbled slope, dragging a tattered toy fox at her feet. Happy tourists tramped past them, gripping onto gateposts and garden railings for dear life, and exclaiming to one another that it was set to be another scorcher today. Some trundled cases, heading for the siren's tail, and a few nights' dinner, bed and breakfast by the Atlantic. Others carried crabbing nets and buckets, looking forward to dropping bait over the sea wall all afternoon. "Can we get an ice cream, Mum? Please?" the child asked in an urgent tone, having spotted the bright flag of Mrs. Crocombe's ice cream cottage lifting gently against the blue sky. There was a decent queue outside. That meant the ice cream must be good. But her mother was looking at the GPS on her phone and turning this way and that. "Let me concentrate. It must be here somewhere," she replied, pushing up black-rimmed specs that had slipped in the heat. "There's only up or down," the girl reminded her. "I'm looking for it with my actual eyes," she said pointedly, glancing at her mum's phone, which hadn't helped them one bit all the way here. Joyce Foley, Joy for short, had joked with her daughter in the back of the taxi that the Google Maps photography robot must have driven right into the sea somewhere south of Minehead, because this little bit of Devon didn't seem to be charted on her device. Overhearing, the driver had raised an eyebrow in the rearview mirror and muttered something about London grockles, which only the little girl thought was funny. She told him, "We aren't really from London. We aren't from anywhere at all." Joy had stayed very quiet at that. "Is this it?" asked Radia, plainly, pointing to a turning off the slope between two dazzlingly white, freshly painted cottages. "Ha! I suppose it must be." The sounds of drilling and hammering resounded within the buildings on either side as they passed between them. Evidently, the work of restoring Clove Law continued, even 8 months after the infamous flood. Joy dragged the case along.